In the United Methodist Church, there are just two sacraments, Holy Communion and baptism. And it just so happens that this week and next week, we're going to be celebrating each of those sacraments. And so I thought this is the perfect time for a mini sermon series on Holy Communion and baptism. Sacraments are by definition a special means of grace, that is, sign acts through which divine grace is conveyed to us. In one of my former churches, I was asked by the Christian education minister to go to the Sunday school during worship and to serve communion to the children. They had a children's worship time during the Sunday service. And so when I gathered with the children, they came to take communion, and I first gave each of them a piece of bread. And then I explained to them that the bread represents Jesus, and that we take the bread and we dip it into the juice in the cup, and that also represents Jesus. And then we eat the bread dipped in the cup. These were really young kids, so I thought, they're not old enough yet for me to explain the whole body and blood aspects of communion, because when you think about it, that's a lot for under 7 years old. I told the kids that taking communion is a reminder that God loves you very much, and that it meant that Jesus is always, always with them. I then invited the children to come forward and to take their bread and dip it in the cup and eat it. All was going fine until one little girl came forward and signaled to me that she wanted to tell me a secret. So I knelt down, and she whispered in my ear, saying this: "I'm going to keep my bread for later, because I'm not hungry right now." And then she pointed to her pocket on her dress, and she said, "I want Jesus to stay with me in my pocket until I really need him." It was pretty cute, yes. Obviously, this little girl had taken seriously that the bread represents Jesus, but she'd not understood that it wasn't actually Jesus in the bread. Sometimes we get confused about what communion really means. Friday night, our son Nick, who lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, sent me a text message. He had been driving by a church, and on their electric sign, they had these words: "Choose the bread of life or you are toast." I don't think that's the message of communion at all either. I just want to go on record. In fact, I just plain don't agree with that kind of theology, but it's out there. While there are many names for this sacrament, Holy Communion, the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, in some traditions it's called Mass, it's important that we understand the sacrament and what it means, and in particular, what does it mean as United Methodists? The name of the sacraments, the names, remind us of truths about the Holy Meal. The Lord's Supper, which it's sometimes called, reminds us that Jesus is the host of this table, and we participate not at the pastor's invitation, but rather at Christ's invitation. It's also a reminder of the many and varied people that Jesus ate supper with during his early life and his ministry. And while Jesus ate plenty of meals with the power elite of his day, he also ate many meals with people on the margins, people outside of the acceptable norms of the religious leaders of the day. He ate with women and tax collectors and sinners of all kinds. And many times people considered the company around his table to be scandalous. The Lord's Supper is a reminder that Jesus' love and acceptance have no bounds. Following his example, in the United Methodist Church, we have an open communion table. That is, everyone is welcome. And when we say everyone, we mean everyone, any age, any person, even those who are not United Methodists are welcome at this table because it is Christ's table. And we believe that Christ welcomes everyone. Currently, in our doctrine, our denomination continues to struggle with the full inclusion of all persons. And yet, at the communion table, we are very clear that all are truly welcome because it's Christ's table. Holy Communion is also a reminder of the self-giving grace of God, which comes to us and others through this meal. John Wesley, who is the father and founder of Methodism, described Holy Communion with these words. He said, "It is the grand channel whereby the grace of God's Spirit is conveyed to all the souls of all the children of God." John and his brother Charles, a prolific hymn writer, understood Holy Communion to be a powerful means through which the divine grace is given to God's people. Our sacramental understanding and practices today are grounded in this Wesleyan heritage. As water to the thirsty, Holy Communion is a sacrament that sustains and nourishes us on our journey of salvation. It is literally food for our journey, a meal that sustains us through the ups and the downs of our life and our faith. As United Methodists, we believe that this table is where God feeds us, where God sustains us, where God empowers us to live as Christians in the world. While we typically celebrate the sacrament once a month, usually on the first Sunday of the month, but we had annual conference last week, John and Charles Wesley encouraged us to commune as often as possible, and they actually took the sacrament 4 or 5 times a week. This meal sustains and empowers us on our spiritual journeys. Sometimes we use the Greek word for communion, Eucharist. It's on the front of your bulletin. To describe communion, Eucharist, this word actually means thanksgiving. And with all the grace and strength and love and forgiveness that we receive at this meal from God, we can only respond with thanksgiving for this holy mystery. Finally, Holy Communion is the communion of the church, the gathered community of the faithful, both local and universal. And while it's a deeply personal and meaningful experience to each of us as individuals, it's a sacrament that's much more than just a personal event. Notice that the pronouns we use in the liturgy of the communion are always plural. We, ours, us. Listen later when we say them. It is meant to be a meal of unity, a coming together of each of us with God and with one another. We come together as many, but around one table, and we share one loaf and one cup in this meal. Our scripture reading that you heard earlier today from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, explains, because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we partake of the one bread and the one cup. Unity, the sharing, the bonding experienced at the table, all exemplify the nature of the church and they model the world as God would have it be. In this way, communion is about community, which you heard about last week in the sermon that Jeff Lockledge preached. And that is what the church is to be about as well. And so Jesus invites us to his table. He welcomes each one of us just as we are. Through the ordinary elements of bread and cup, Jesus is present with you for the journey, giving you what you most need, sustaining you, calling all of us into community with each other around a common table where love and justice are the rules, where everyone born Everyone born has a place at the table where grace and love and joy pour out as we gather around and extend this table to others. This holy mystery invites us to give thanks and to experience again the amazing grace, the love, the joy, the peace that is ours. Come to the table. Come to the table. Amen.